I'm Lisa. Core Metals has announced that a stretch of high-grade gold has been found in the west portion of the Filion Gold Project near Opastica. President Malcolm Dorsey says the strength and size of the mineral anomalies, particularly in the A and B target zones, highlights the potential for new significant gold discoveries. He adds that the results mark a significant step in unlocking the project's gold potential. Six historical and new gold amounts have been found in the west portion of the 261-kilometer project and near the Trans-Canada Highway. The Filion Gold Project is located on Highway 11, just west of Kapuskasing. Dorsey has hinted that more good news could be on the way next month. A very special snowmobile event is set for Cochrane this Saturday. It's the 16th annual Tom Saul Memorial Snowmobile Ride to raise money for Lady Minto Hospital Chemotherapy Department. Registration is at the Polar Bear Habitat Snowmobile Museum. It will begin at 9 a.m. with the ride following at 10:30. More than 100 people are expected to take part in the 50-kilometer ride. Vintage Riders Snowmobile Club executive member Dan Girard says the money raised goes to provide care and comfort to cancer patients at Lady Minto with items like special chairs or iPads. He adds that the current trail conditions will be excellent. A $10 donation is appreciated to help out. There will also be a hot dog and chili lunch for participants halfway through the ride. The four candidates vying to replace Justin Trudeau held their only English language debate of the campaign last night, but there were no knockout blows landed by either former Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney, former Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, former Government House Leader Karina Gold, and former MP Frank Bayliss. Instead, U.S. President Donald Trump and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre were the main targets of their attacks. The winner will be announced on March 9th, and many expect the new leader to call a federal election soon after. Ukraine and the United States have come to an agreement to exploit Ukraine's vast supplies of critical minerals, as well as oil and natural gas. The deal was reached after the U.S. dropped its demand that it receive $500 billion in revenue from the sale of the minerals as compensation for the military and economic aid sent to Ukraine and its war against Russia. However, the agreement does not contain the security guarantees requested by Ukraine. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is to fly to the U.S. on Friday to formally sign the pact. Should be an easy wardrobe decision today because it's Pink Shirt Day. The aim is to stand up against bullying and promote kindness and inclusivity. Students in Nova Scotia started the initiative in Canada back in 2007 after a grade 9 boy was bullied for wearing pink. Two of his classmates purchased 50 pink t-shirts that were worn by the other boys in his school. It's estimated that one in five young people will face bullying during their adolescent years.